me the VIN.com. I told my buyers, let's get them bought. Right now is the time to go.
Sell us your car. Give me the VIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Where does a journey to wellness begin? Do you start looking for diet ideas? Or searching for exercise plans? Actually, you don't have to look far. Just look to the first two letters of the word wellness. We means you don't have to figure it out yourself. It means your hopes and challenges are a perfect match for our knowledge and resources. It means anything you want to achieve, together, we can achieve better. Because wellness begins with we. Intermountain Health, the power of we.
Modelo is an official cervezas.
Sweet ride.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, Tom. Sweet ride.
That's my ex-girlfriend.
Thanks, Marcy.
Did Tom get a raise? Did he win the lottery?
Nah, I just got a sweet loan from One Nevada Credit Union.
Smart move, Tom.
Thanks. They have great terms, low rates, and an easy approval process. All I needed to do was find a sweet ride.
Get a sweet loan for a sweet ride at OneNevada.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Our one focus is you.
Doug. To celebrate everyone who's customized and saved hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, we got a savings siren that goes off every time someone saves. There it is! It's a really... more savings. Which really... okay, a lot of savings. Little annoying now. Will you stop saving for 5 seconds?
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
This sports update is brought to you by Finley Volvo Cars, Las Vegas's fastest growing luxury brand, putting safety first since 1927.
On Friday, the Vegas Nighthawks defeated the San Diego Strikeforce by a score of 68-64. They are the only team left undefeated in the Indoor Football League. Next up for them, they'll be at Tucson on Saturday at 6 o'clock to take on the Sugar Skulls.
Back to the Morning Tailgate with Clay and Vinny.
Joining us here on Raider Nation Radio, the Morning Tailgate, R&R 920 AM on X or Twitter. We're talking about the observations from Raiders rookie camp, and we were really enjoying what we were seeing as well as watching and listening to, as a lot of them were able to go and talk in front of the media. One of them was Raiders Jackson Powers Johnson, a draft pick coming out of Oregon. And you know what? He's a guy that definitely has a lot to say, and there's a lot to say not only on the mic, but on the field. And he talked about his first impressions of joining the Raiders here in this rookie minicamp.
He's skinny. He's got the muscles and the six-pack. I'm just out here.
Dexter, what do you equate this to? You know, you went through that whole draft process, and all of a sudden you're out on the grass playing football again. How do you, like, just that process to all of a sudden now you're playing again like this?
Blessed, never stressed. I mean, this is just a huge new opportunity for me to do and for me to be out here. And, you know, for all the hard work and preparation and dedication I've put in my entire life, now I get to actually go have fun and play football. You know, the dream has been achieved, but now there's new dreams to get after. So, yeah, there's a little bit of sentiment walking out today, but now it's just on to the next.
Very small sample size, obviously. But you had said, you know, when you started at Oregon, you play guard. And then all of a sudden, out here, boom, you go from being, you know, the Remington Award winner at center to now you're looking at the left side. How seamless is that transition? Again, one practice, but what's that felt like to make that?
I've felt great. You know, I haven't played left guard in a bit, but it's a new challenge and it's exciting. I mean, when you kind of get to step out of your comfort zone or, you know, do something that, you know, you haven't done as much, that's fun for me. You know, that's what football's all about. That's what life's all about. Like you're not gonna just do everything, be the same every day. And now I get to do something new. And yeah, it's been pretty seamless, but there's stuff I need to work on, and that's really exciting to me.
Jackson, how good does it feel to just put the pads on and get started and hit something? It looked like you almost sent one of the trainers off their feet already in drills. So yeah, how good does it feel to just get the pads on and hit something, get started?
I mean, that's awesome. I'm going to be honest. I love physicality. I love violence. I think that's how the sport should be played. And, you know, putting on just the helmet and getting going, I mean, it's exciting. Like, we don't have the full pads on yet, but, you know, I'm excited for that. And it's been fun getting to hit a little bit, even if it's a bagger. You know, I'm sorry to that trainer, too. I'll take him out to dinner. Yeah.
They talked about you as a leader at Oregon, and now you come in as a rookie. And so you kind of have to start, not at the back of the line, but you know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, earn that part of it. How do you go about doing that?
I mean, you know, just being quiet and, you know, trying to earn the trust of the guys. You know, still just being me, and, you know, that's a message that, you know, AP that's really put across the rookies is just to be ourselves. But, you know, to really look up to the old guys and the vets and really, you know, take in what they're saying and try and absorb as much knowledge as possible. But I'm still going to be myself. I'm still going to be the enthusiastic, goofy, loving football type of guy. But, you know, now I'm a rookie, and that's exciting, and it brings new opportunity.
You mentioned football, and you mentioned life. What does this game of football mean to you?
I mean, it means everything to me. I got into this game for, you know, pretty much my mental health. I was a big chubby kid growing up, and I got bullied. And, you know, my baseball coach is like, you know, you can hit those guys and not get in trouble. And that's kind of how I got into it. And ever since then, I think my physicality and violence has kind of turned into more protection, you know. I think there's no better, you know, honor or, you know, privilege than to protect somebody. You know, you think about our armed forces, think about our police, you think all of them protecting us. That's what we get to do on the field. So it's a humbling thing for me to do, and, you know, it's exciting as well.
It's Jackson Powers Johnson from the rookie minicamp just a few days ago on Friday, May 10th. What do you think of that statement there that he said they got into football because he was bullied as a child? And like one of his coaches said, hey, you know what? You can actually go and hit them and not get in trouble for it. It's just in a different sport.
Yeah. You know, sad that he had to go through that. Great that he was able to find an outlet to kind of, you know, let out his frustrations and anger and everything like that, and channeled it in a positive direction. It makes you also very aware of words that people use and how they might be harmful. It might be all funny to you, but you know, when you're on the receiving end of those types of words and that type of treatment, it's a whole different world. So be careful in how you treat people. Just be more cognizant of it. But certainly for Jackson, he was able to find something that checked off a few different boxes, one from an emotional standpoint, and now he's making a career out of it, obviously, and is one of the best at what he does, and certainly was the best center in college football last year. I think he's going to have a fairly seamless ascent into the NFL. He's got everything that you're looking for, whether you're talking about a center or a guard, and I think that toughness that he brings and the mentality that he brings is really going to help solidify this offensive line. They needed not that they didn't have it, but I think he brings a certain mindset that they've been lacking the last few years, and I think he's going to blend in really well with this offensive line.
Yeah, I think that's excellent, especially if they were even showing you what it could look like if he was at left guard next to Colton Miller and Andre James and Parham at right guard for the rookie minicamp. You know, it just shows you that they're looking to improve the offensive line in any way possible. And we got to take a break. We'll come back with a conversation, our injury report with Dr. Stephen Shaw, former UNLV quarterback and Vegas-born, former Clark High School grad. He joins us next here on Raider Nation Radio.
Turkey, bacon, avocado, turkey, bacon, avocado, turkey, bacon, avocado. Need we say more? PortaSub's turkey, bacon, avocado sub will be your new obsession with its next level flavor. Slice fresh premium turkey with crispy bacon and creamy avocado on your choice of fresh baked bread. Loaded with your favorite toppings. Try it with our garlic parmesan bread for an extreme wow. Get your TBA at PortaSubs today or order online at PortaSubs.com.
Slice fresh sandwiches, PortaSubs.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues. This season, spring into adventure together in the Chevy of your choice.
See your Southern Nevada Chevy dealers.
This Lotus Cares message is brought to you by Lerner & Rowe Personal Injury Law Firm. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. Exposure to ultraviolet light can be harmful to your skin, so protect yourself in the sun with a sunscreen that has at least a 30 SPF. And don't forget your sunglasses and hats. For more info, check out cancer.org. This Lotus Cares message is brought to you by Lerner & Rowe, voted Best Personal Injury Law Firm. Call 702-877-1500.
Discover the first pure electric SUV from Volvo, the XC40 Recharge. Volvo's first battery electric SUV is fully connected, featuring the first infotainment system designed and built by Google and powered by Android.
Hey Google, turn up the heat.
With Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store built in, along with legendary Volvo safety, it's the SUV you've been waiting for. Learn more about the XC40 Recharge at FinleyVolvo.com.
Zip Zap Auto has expanded into one of the largest independent auto repair shops in the valley. With 23 bays, over 12,000 square feet, Zip Zap is your one-stop shop, offering 24-hour smog test, oil changes, detailing, bodywork, engine, and transmission rebuilding. And Zip Zap provides free towing and diagnostics with qualifying repairs. No appointment necessary, 24-hour service. Zip Zap Auto at Cheyenne and North Durango Drive and online at zipzapauto.com.
Hey, Jeff, how's the new job working out?
Really sucks. Terrible boss and the paycheck is even worse. I gotta get a new job.
Truck you.
Wait, what?
Truck you.
You don't have to curse at me.
Dude, you should check out Truck You CDL training. My brother got his CDL license in 4 weeks and now he has a new career making great money.
Okay, I'm listening.
Truck You offers small classes with night and weekend times available. They will even help with payment programs. Check them out. Truck, the letter U, LV.com. Truck You.
Hey, it's Chris Fox. Well, if you went to thechrisfox.com last week, you found out what my secret gig is. I'm a Las Vegas realtor with Simply Vegas, and I have been. I'm part of a real estate team with over 22 years of experience right here in Las Vegas. And the Las Vegas market is on the move. So if you're thinking about buying or selling, give me a call. 702-419-4346. Let's make the next move yours. 702-419-4346. Or go to thechrisfox.com. I want to be your trusted Las Vegas realtor. Simply Vegas, license number 100960.
Copiers, printers, service, and supplies are just the beginning. Les Olson IT is the premier source for your business's structured cabling, IT, software, telephones, and security systems. We partner with you to find the ideal solution to all of your office technology needs. Tell us your goals and we'll get you there. Find out more at lesolson.com.
Les Olson IT.
Donate today at carsforkids.org. Your car, running or not, could be picked up as soon as the next day. No title, no problem. Go to carsforkids.org today.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Running a business gets more complicated every year, so you need a trusted advisor in your corner, especially when it comes to your workers' comp program. Pro Group Management has been helping Nevada's self-insured businesses for over 20 years. Whether your business is retail, trucking, building, agriculture, or auto, our team has the expertise to make sure your coverage meets your needs. And at a price that fits your budget. Our award-winning team keeps track of all the important regulatory issues that impact your business. We help with safety, compliance, and inspections, because that's what you should expect from a trusted business partner. Find out how to have Pro Group Management work for you. Visit our website at pgmnv.com to receive a free cost savings analysis now. That's pgmnv.com or call our Las Vegas office at 702-740-4380. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Diamond Store at Boca Park wants to thank Las Vegas for making their first 2 years a tremendous success. To show their appreciation, the Diamond Store is offering you their best deal ever. When you purchase your diamond engagement ring, you'll get the matching wedding band for free. That's right. Get your matching wedding band absolutely free with your engagement ring purchase. Take advantage of this amazing offer during the entire month of May. The Diamond Store, where Las Vegas gets engaged. In Boca Park, next to Kona Grill.
McFadden-Dale Industrial Hardware is your one-stop place to shop with everything you need for your next project. Catering to plumbers, HVAC, and construction workers, they open early so you can pick up what you need before the job. McFadden-Dale Industrial Hardware on South Decatur between Tropp and Russell.
Back to the Morning Tailgate with Clay and Vinny.
Mama had to kick you, you know what, today.
We're heading inside the tent with an injury update from the Las Vegas Raiders.
And of course, when we hear that great introduction, we go out to the Raider Nation Radio guest line and welcome in our esteemed friends from the Neuropathy and Pain Center of Las Vegas and LA Valley Care, because as we've mentioned over and over and over, there's nothing quite like living in chronic pain, and far too many of us are in that predicament. But you don't have to be in that predicament. You don't have to be in that jail. And LA Valley Care and the Neuropathy and Pain Center of Las Vegas offers genuine relief from even the most persistent forms of pain, whether it's back, elbow, knee pain, hip pain. They have the answers, and if they don't have the answers, I'll get you the people that do. So please give them a call, 702-873-2307, to get the help that you that you need and that you deserve, and that you can escape that that jail of living in constant pain day in and day out. And without further ado, we're going to welcome in Dr. Stephen Shaw from LA Valley Care. Dr. Shaw, how are we doing?
Doing great, Benny. How are you?
Doing all right. We had a little hiatus there, but we're back, and I'm excited about that. And you know, Dr. Shaw, in the interim and space since we last spoke, I don't know what it is, but on my YouTube channel, somehow, some way, my algorithm, whatever it is, it keeps shooting me these TikToks of chiropractors doing various techniques, back cracks, you know, all the things that you guys do, and the relief that it provides for their patients. And I thought, you know what? Let's talk about some of those techniques that you guys have. Sure. There, because even in the visual and also the audio, the sound of the cracking noise that these techniques make, you could see the relief in these patients' faces, and the gratitude.
Yeah. Hear it in their voice.
Yeah, exactly. And there's one, I'm not sure you do this, but I'm going to throw this one at you, kind of a curveball that I'm going to throw to you, where they put sort of a sheet or something under a person's neck, and from the back, they pull the neck, and you hear this tremendous crack that goes all the way down from the top. I mean, from the top of their head right on down to their toes. I think it's a bell, something or other, or a ring, or some. I forget exactly what they call it. But are you?
Well, first, before we get into that, just for the record, I wanted to say it's LV Valley Care, as in Las Vegas. I wouldn't want anybody to mistake us for being Los Angeles. No,
okay.
Sir.
LV. Yes, exactly. LV Valley Care, for sure.
Anyway, so yeah, I've seen that one too. I'm a little bit old school. I'm leery of that one. But the general idea is essentially decompression. And I think, you know, in the past, you and I have talked about how a lot of these spinal injuries are the result of compressive forces, like, you know, compressing an accordion together.
Mm-hmm.
And by using a towel, typically, or yes, maybe a sheet, and carefully placed in the proper position around the patient's head and neck, give a little axial impulse, and it does relieve pressure off the suboccipital space and a lot of the discs in your spine. I personally don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
As they say, there are more than one way to skin a cat.
Yes.
I'm a little less abrasive than that technique.
Right.
But, hey, whatever works, works. And to be honest, that's why there's so many techniques available in chiropractic. I mean, just to graduate after 4 years, you have to be proficient in at least 8 or 9 major techniques. And, you know, you're even tested on them before you're given your license. And, you know, I'd say the majority of chiropractors are hands-on, and they use a technique called diversified, which mm-hmm. is what I use. But, you know, sometimes that doesn't work for the chiropractor. It's kind of proportional to what they feel is philosophically correct or what they can physically be able to do. Like, for example, you know, it wouldn't be much for me to, you know, manhandle a 6'4", 270-pound, you know, lineman.
Right.
But when I was in school, I recall one of my classmates was from Japan, and she was about 5'1" and about 98 pounds soaking wet. So there's no way she's going to use a diversified technique on somebody like that. But she might be able to use a technique called SOT, where they use blocking and use gravity to their advantage to allow the bones or the pelvis or the hips to reset themselves. So there's there's more than one way to get to the end result, but essentially, no matter what technique you use, it's to restore the function of those joints and to relieve pain, of course.
We're talking to Dr. Stephen Shaw from the LV Valley Care. You can give them a call at 702-873-2307 for all your needs and especially the back pain and everything that Dr. Shaw and his great staff do over there at LV Valley. I want to talk about spinal decompression. And, you know, I know that it's effective at treating symptoms of lower back pain that are a result of bulging, herniated, degenerated, and slipped discs. If you can kind of explain what spinal decompression entails and how you go about it.
Sure, sure. You know, chiropractic is wonderful. I hate to even admit it, 27th
wow.
year of practicing chiropractic. I've helped probably thousands of people. It's, you know, it's a wonderful form of medicine, but I don't know that chiropractic manipulation is the alpha and omega of all the problems, because like I had mentioned earlier, is that the majority of these spinal injuries are resulting from compressive forces. So auto accidents, slip and falls, God knows what, weekend warrior stuff. So your spine compresses, and so there's really not a chiropractic adjustment that can, you know, pull the spine apart, so to speak, or you know, elongate it in a carefully protocol-driven way. But if you have machinery that that is built just to perform that, like we do here at LV Valley Care, we've got a what's called a spinal decompression machine from ErgoFlex Technologies. It's called Back on Track, and it's got 26 individual protocols that I can program into it based on the type of pathology or damage that you have in your spine. So, for example, if you have a right-sided L5 disc herniation, and that's a result of compressive forces on that disc, then I can program this machine and tell it to decompress or pull in the opposite way, essentially reverse engineering what got the patient there in the first place, and take pressure off that herniated disc and pressure off the nerve and spinal cord. I'm telling you, it's wonderful. I've now had access to that equipment for about 3 years, and I've probably helped more people in that 3 years than, I hate to say, in all my career.
Well, we're talking to Dr. Stephen Shaw from LV Valley Care, and you know, talking about the various techniques that that chiropractors and Dr. Stephen Shaw utilize to get you back up and running, and that's really what we're talking about here. And we're going to be talking about all these in the coming weeks. But there's one other that I wanted to talk about, and that's spinal mobilization. What are we talking about with spinal mobilization?
Sure, that's simply just manipulating or adjusting the spinal segment back into its original God-given position. So, you know, we have these individual vertebrae. There's 7 in the neck, there's 12 in the mid-back, and 5 in the lower back, and then count the pelvis and your sacrum, and all of them, you know, are subject to the forces of physics and stress and bad posture, and unfortunately they do from time to time misalign. And of course, throw in injury, then they misalign quite a bit. But it's a chiropractor's job to find the individual bone or vertebrae or body part that's misaligned, and in a technique based way, reposition that vertebrae or body part back into place, restoring its function. Because if you restore the function, the spinal segment or the body part works better, and if it works better, it feels better. So you're manipulating the joint back into its original position.
Okay, and this is the last question for today. But
sure.
I hear, especially when I'm listening on my headphones, I hear the cracking noise. Of some of the, and some of them are more pronounced than others. What's actually happening when that happens?
So yeah, that's a good one. So every joint in our spine is they're called facet joints, and they are wrapped in a synovium. Now, hopefully, this is not a cure for insomnia for your listeners, but essentially, there's a membrane covering around the joints in your spine, and as a natural byproduct of metabolism, nitrogen gas is released into that synovial space or that synovial envelope. When you separate a vertebrae from its joint, from its normal positioning, there's a kind of an inward vacuum effect, and that the nitrogen gas is essentially escaping out of the synovial joint. So it's more of a popping, like a you know how you put your finger on the inside of your mouth?
Right.
It's one of those versus something breaking. People hear that noise and they think, oh, my God, did something break? No, nothing broke. If something broke, they call that malpractice.
But
we absolutely will not break anything. But the noise is just nitrogen gas escaping out of the synovial joint.
Got it. I've always wanted to ask that question. Dr. Stephen Shaw, it's a pleasure reconnecting with you, and we're going to be doing this in the coming weeks. I look forward to it and talking
you
about injuries
well.
And the Raiders and all that good stuff. Give them a call over at LA Valley Care at 702-873-2307. That's 702-873-2307 for whatever your pain, problem is, they'll be able to get you hooked up. 702-873-2307. Dr. Shaw, have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you again next week.
You as well. Go Raiders.
And we're out of time. Catch our podcast up at lvsportsnetwork.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere you get yours. For Vinny, I'm Clay. Have a great day, everybody. Rich Eisen is next here on Raider Nation Radio. Have a great day, everyone. Happy birthday, 66.
Treasure Island has the best food and entertainment.
Turkey, bacon, avocado, turkey, bacon, avocado, turkey, bacon, avocado. Need we say more? PortaSub's turkey, bacon, avocado sub will be your new obsession with its next level flavor. Slice fresh premium turkey with crispy bacon and creamy avocado on your choice of fresh baked bread. Loaded with your favorite toppings. Try it with our garlic parmesan bread for an extreme wow. Get your TBA at PortaSub's today or order online at PortaSub's.com.
Slice fresh sandwiches, PortaSub's.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues. This season, spring into adventure together in the Chevy of your choice.
See your Southern Nevada Chevy dealers.
To you by Lerner & Rowe Personal Injury Law Firm. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. Exposure to ultraviolet light can be harmful to your skin, so protect yourself in the sun with a sunscreen that has at least a 30 SPF. And don't forget your sunglasses and hats. For more info, check out cancer.org. This Lotus Cares message is brought to you by Lerner & Rowe, voted best personal injury law firm. Call 702-877-1500.
Finley Auto Group is pleased to welcome the newest dealership in the Valley Auto Mall, Finley Nissan Henderson. Looking for a new or used Nissan car, truck, or SUV? Find your Nissan at Finley Nissan Henderson. Visit the showroom today to get the best deals and customer service on all Nissan makes and models. Right now, save big with 0% on 2024 Altimas, OAC, and Nissan Versus, starting at only $18,000. Browse their full inventory of new or pre-owned vehicles at FinleyNissanHenderson.com. Find your Nissan at Finley Nissan Henderson inside the Valley Auto Mall.
Who doesn't love spring in Vegas? And if you hate to paint, do what Don did. He called Rhino Shield.
Well, the home was built in 1948. Paint on the aluminum siding was peeling, and I couldn't find anyone who would repaint it until I called Rhino Shield.
Rhino Shield's formulated for our specific climate here in Vegas. And the crew?
Painted all my aluminum siding, and I've got a front porch that runs the whole length of the house, and all the pillars and everything. And once they were gone, I couldn't even tell that they were there.
Rhino Shield is backed by a 25-year transferable warranty, and if you act now, you'll get 15% off the regular price.
Well, I've told a lot of people, do the Rhino Shield. It's really a great product, and if you don't want to paint the house, that would be the way to go.
Here's Rhino Shield's Shane Smith.
This offer is limited, so call me at 888-RHINO-41. That's 888-RHINO-41.
Don't paint.
Don't vinyl.
Go Rhino!
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield!
And Doug.
To celebrate everyone who's customized and saved hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, we got a savings siren that goes off every time someone saves. There it is! It's a really more savings, which really... Okay, a lot of savings. Little annoying now.
Will you stop saving for 5 seconds?
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Lotus Broadcasting is accepting applications for a part-time on-air talent for our four English sports stations. 3 years on-air experience as a sports personality required. Must be capable of hosting a sports talk show focused around one or more of the local Las Vegas professional sports teams and have experience working with a professional sports team. Must be available to work various shifts, including nights and weekends. All interested candidates, please email cover letter, air check, and resume to jobs@lvradio.com. Lotus Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer and will not tolerate discrimination in employment on the basis of race, color, age, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, religion, disability, ethnicity, national origin, marital status, protected veteran status, genetic information, or any other legally protected classification or status.
Every now and then life happens, and you or a family member need an outstanding criminal attorney. I'm Tony Abitangelo, and we are the Vegas Lawyers. Whether you need representation for DUI, domestic violence, record stealing, or any other criminal charge, we are here to help. The Vegas Lawyers' background of former judges and vast experience with the Nevada criminal system gives you skilled representation.
The Vegas Lawyers, a division of Paul Pata Law, where compassion and strong legal representation come together. Go to thevegaslawyers.com.
McFadden-Dale Industrial Hardware is your one-stop place to shop with everything you need for your next project. Catering to plumbers, HVAC, and construction workers, they open early so you can pick up what you need before the job. McFadden-Dale Industrial Hardware on South Decatur between Trop and Russell.
Tequila Comisario was developed in the relentless pursuit of perfection with a deep passion for agave. It's the most awarded tequila. You'll immediately notice its beautiful packaging, and after just one sip, you'll experience how smooth it is. It's the Ferrari of tequila, the single highest quality. 100% all-natural handcrafted Comisario tequilas, Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo. Tequila Comisario, a proud partner of the J to the Brick Show.
Never miss another show. Stream us live or listen to past podcasts 24/7 at lvsportsnetwork.com. This is Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
This guy. Let's go, bro.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We know we got a good team. We're not perfect. And we know we got to be better.
I've been making excuses for Tatum for the last 5 years. Put your stamp on it because Anthony Edwards is taking all your shine.
Yeah. Earlier on the show, Lions General Manager Brad Holmes. Coming up, voice of the NBA on ESPN, Mike Breen. From CBS's CSI Vegas, actor Paula Newsom. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two, the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Mike Breen's going to be joining us in 20 minutes' time to talk about calling games 3 and 4 of Pacers-Knicks and what's going on with that series. I'm curious to know if he might know anything about OG Anunoby's hamstring and see when he might return, if it's for Game 5. I don't even think we're going to see in the rest of this series. Hamstrings are that Ooh, type of injury.
Beast,
exactly, indeed. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Obviously, the Nuggets coming back to even the series with the Timberwolves. The home team is yet to win a game in that series. You got the Celtics trying for the only 3-1 lead, but both of these teams tonight that are up 2-1, trying to make the only 3-1 lead we've seen so far in these second round of the playoffs. The Nuggets... even the series, as did the Pacers, we're seeing tonight if the Mavericks and the Celtics can take 3-1 leads over the Thunder and the Cavaliers, respectively. And so there's all of that going on. The schedule release is on Wednesday. It is time. I will be hosting it at 8 Eastern time on NFL Network. And in order to host that program, I have in front of me a 2-page non-disclosure agreement that I'm about to sign on the air.
Oh, sign it right now.
Indeed.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's the NFL schedule release policy for the league office. There's an internal distribution list.
Okay.
I am not on that.
Oh.
It is topped, in case you're wondering, by somebody named Commissioner Goodell.
I heard him.
Yeah, there's about 12, 15 people that are able to just get it, right?
Who's the biggest name on that list?
Commissioner Goodell. He's on it. And then there are, beyond the above personnel, I love this, the schedule may be distributed only to, and I'm on this list.
Oh.
I love
Can
this.
Can you tell the rest of them?
I love being called this. Truly.
Employee
this is
number
great.
One?
No. Mission critical employee.
Oh, write that down.
I am an MCE.
Wow.
Of the schedule release.
That is cool.
Ari is an MCE. I'm a mission critical employee.
I don't even know what that means.
Well,
That's great. Well
That's done. A good Jerry drop, Mikey. Well done.
I'm done.
Well, a mission critical employee is someone whose responsibilities require they have access to the schedule prior to the release, and then it tells you what you can't do.
Mission they should find people who's on that list
if they release it early.
Who has that G14 classification? Wait, the Shaq would say, like you.
It gets released. So you know what I mean? Here we go.
For this, by the way, I don't know how it leaks. I don't know how it would leak because this is as ironclad as it sounds.
Yeah.
For the sake of clarity, the following are examples of prohibitive actions.
Uh-oh.
Can't email the schedule to anybody's, to your own personal email account and send it out to somebody else. Can't forward it to anyone who's not authorized. Can't take pictures or screenshots and send it to people.
How are they going to know?
Well, I mean, you're signing something you're supposed to do.
I understand.
You can't write it down or transcribe it and send it.
Oh, that's I like that.
Can't text or share the schedule or a portion of it on social media. Wow, the fact that you got to put that down, that seems...
Please. I mean,
that seems obvious.
Reading the schedule, a portion of it to anyone who's not authorized to receive it.
Are we authorized by chance?
You're definitely not. Yeah. You're not mission critical? How dare you? I am mission critical.
I want
mission
classification.
I am mission critical.
I think we're mission optional.
I can feel it. I'm mission impossible.
And it says, for the sake of clarity, no one in the New York market can leak it to Mike Francesa. That's good to see here, because he seems to get it all the damn time, and he's not even on WFAN anymore. I
mean, he knows the Giants schedule already. Yeah. It's probably not even finished.
He's probably
he might make it up.
He makes the schedule.
I don't know how it leaks with all of this stuff.
It's crazy.
So here I am. I'm going to sign it right here.
Move your cup, Rick, so we can make sure that...
Yeah, okay. Signing it. Move the cup.
Here it comes.
Sign it.
That's two back-to-back, Mike.
There it is. I have signed it.
I'm glad Mike is on fire, finally.
All right, guys.
All right, so tell us.
So now I got to scan it and send it in to somebody at the league office. By the way, thankfully, it does not say in prohibitive actions is reading part of this... document live on your own radio TV simulcast on the Roku channel.
Just broke three walls,
I don't think so. It doesn't say that. I can't read the contents of what I can't do on the air.
He actually did it before he signed it, so that would be legal, I would assume.
Now, I am going to voice a piece for the schedule release show after today's show. Uh-oh. I might have to...
Do I have to sign the
NDA? Might have to clear the studio.
Oh, wow.
I might have to clear the studio.
Oh, man. Okay. So part of the schedule is done. Right?
The whole schedule is done. Right?
You think it's done right now?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Of course it is.
They're not making tweaks right up until?
You know who also must get it? Or you know what's happening right now? Or all the social media teams.
Those are dynamite videos. Yeah. Those are great.
Remember the one that the Titans had last year where they interviewed people on the street just to say, here's the logo of the team, what's the name of the team?
That was amazing.
That was funny. But you could also do all of those. You know who's on your schedule, and then you just order it once you know the actual schedule.
Yeah.
So you don't need the schedule to make videos like that.
Or they could just had people reading all the logos and then piece them. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I mean, you know, and that's the thing, too. And I'm already seeing the slander. I already see the slander of, they're making such a big deal of this thing. The schedules make it such a big deal. Everybody knows who's playing who, and you know who plays who where. You just don't know the when and on what channel and at what time. And by the way, that information in this day and age... where the NFL, knocking on wood, keeps on growing. You don't think when the Ravens were announced to start the season against the Chiefs that there aren't any Baltimore fans out there who have always wanted to go to Arrowhead maybe, or they want to be there for Derrick Henry's first game in the uniform, or just want to be at a big-time game. Yeah. You don't think that schedules of their own personal schedules potentially got changed today? I know for a fact there are people who book hotel rooms in Green Bay, Wisconsin for all 18 weeks of the season. And when they get the Packers schedule, they just cancel their hotel reservations on the weeks when the Packers are away.
Oh.
There are bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, and weddings and confirmations that are all being planned the minute the schedule gets released. So... And there's also, you know, you play him when you play him and all that sort of thing. But when you see, like, two games on the road to start, two games on the road to finish, a three-game road trip here, you don't think, like, we know Carolina's playing in Munich. Whoever's playing Carolina in Munich, do you know how many people, once the minute that thing gets announced on Wednesday, they're going to make plans, they're going to get tickets to go to Germany or London?
Facts.
So, you know, everyone make fun of it all you want, but this is big time stuff.
Yeah.
And the Ravens taking on the Chiefs. Oh. I mean, we were guessing it, taking a stab at it at the end of last week, because I knew that this sort of stuff would come out, that the NFL would let its partners start releasing important games on the schedule. I'm sure at the Fox upfront later on today, they will announce one or two of their big games, you know, and Mike knows it already. He signed an NDA when he was working the faders for the UFL matches.
Mike, did you?
No, he didn't.
I actually did sign.
He's actually pissed he wasn't invited to the Fox upfront.
I did him years ago.
You
I mean,
no, you want to be on the stage. You think there, you should be out there.
I don't design it. No, not at all.
Or at least Mike and up Tom Brady today. And Gronk.
Oh.
And Gus Johnson's there today. You know?
I don't.
So.
I have nothing to say.
Big event, Mike.
Never heard.
At any rate, Fox will make that announcement.
Yeah,
I'm sure CBS this morning will make an announcement. We'll find out the Thanksgiving games before the schedule gets released. But I love it, man. I thought they'd send the Bengals there to start. I didn't think they'd start the season with a monster piece of filet mignon that I'm sure CBS wouldn't have minded having for later in the season when the Ravens take on the Chiefs in Kansas City. Yeah. The fact that it's the reigning MVP that got bounced by the reigning Super Bowl champs next year, starting it off against one another in Derrick Henry's first game there for the Ravens. Ooh. And Henry's got a history there. Just ask a Chiefs fan about the Titans, right? I mean, man. This is fun stuff coming right out of the gate. I did not think that they would do that. I thought they would give another schedule crack at having this game later on in the season. I thought it would be the Bengals. I knew it wouldn't be a division game.
Yeah.
They just don't want to start a season with a division game. But in terms of other games I want to see straight out of the gate, I got a top five.
Oh, ooh, baby.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Rich's top five.
All right. Hit it, Mike Del Tufo. My top five games I want to see in week one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, so I got to remove the Ravens and the Chiefs out of the mix. We already know they're playing each other. So these are actual games on the actual schedule for each team. We just don't know when it's going to be, and I'd love to see it in week one. And number five on this list, there is precedence to do this, because the last time he switched teams, they went ahead and threw him in the other team's building that he had just left in week one on Monday Night Football. I want to see the Steelers at the Broncos week one.
Black and gold. Here we go.
How about Russell Wilson going into Denver in his first start as a Pittsburgh Steeler? Maybe against Bo Nix. Right?
Let's ride.
Maybe Sean Payton's like, this is the way we're going to do things here in Denver, and he's got to take his first crack post-Russell Wilson against Russell Wilson as a Pittsburgh Steeler. And is it going to work for Mike Tomlin? Because I think he's going to get the gig over Justin Fields. But be that as it may, even if it is Justin Fields at the Denver Broncos, let's see. Let's roll those dice, which is what the schedule makers would have to do to put this in week one, thinking it's going to be Russ. They'd put their marker on Russ winning the quarterback competition, or do they just stay away and put it later in the season? I'd love to see that in week number one. Number four on this list, talk about a quarterback going back to where he once belonged. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's put this in week one. Let's put Kirk Cousins back in Minnesota in week one. Let's do it right off the bat. Let's see how his Achilles is. I want to see I want to see it on national television. 22 cameras, so there'll at least be three on Michael Penix Jr. after every time Cousins throws an incomplete pass.
What happens when Penix is starting the game?
Or if he starts the game. Or if he starts the game. Look at you raising the stakes here. Well, Cousins has got an earbud in because his Achilles isn't ready yet.
You know, Achilles are tough to come back.
And maybe, just maybe, it's J.J. McCarthy or Sam Darnold. We'll see. I bet you it's going to be Sam. But let's just see.
Let's see
the Vikings' first post-Kirk Cousins game happen against Kirk Cousins in his first game as a member of the Atlanta Falcons.
I like it.
Number three on this list. We tried it before last year, and it didn't work. It didn't work because the football gods told me and everybody else five snaps into the season, no, you may not have nice things. And when that happened, the folks at Amazon goes, well, that gives us a big pile of poop to sell to everybody on Amazon Prime on Black Friday. And we saw the Fail Mary, and it was a hot mess. So with Aaron Rodgers back, let's give this one another whirl. Certainly if Odell Beckham's going to come back to MetLife now with the Miami Dolphins, let's see Dolphins-Jets. So because we saw Aaron Rodgers' first game as a Jet go on Monday Night Football in division against the Bills. Let's just swap out the Bills for the Dolphins and see how this one goes.
Turn it back.
Where is A-A-Ron right now?
Week one against the Dolphins is where A-A-Ron should be.
A-A-Ron.
Where are you?
Number two on this list. If I can't get the Bengals in Kansas City to start the season, I want to see the Bengals be the first opponent for Jim Harbaugh as the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers.
Sunday night?
And, no, I don't know about Sunday night. Give me this late window on CBS. Let's put Nance and SoFi with Romo to start the season.
Maybe.
Let's put the Bengals. Let's put Joe Burrow versus Justin Herbert, and let's get Jim Harbaugh's first game as a Charger on national television for the most part, or put it on Sunday night or Monday night or what have you. And let's make sure, Mike, let's lower the music right here. And let's make sure that when that day arrives, it will be not just any day. It's today. It's the day. As my coach said over the weekend about rookie freaking minicamp.
It's just overall, it hit me this morning about 3:34 in the morning. Woke up, staring straight at the ceiling and said to myself, it's not just another day, it's today. And maybe that's just another way of saying attack this day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. But it was a great day.
Oh my gosh.
He's back in the NFL. Let's put him in SoFi week one. Show us the lightning bolts.
Is it wrong for me to say Coach seems like he may enjoy some TJ Plus?
Let's go, man. No. That is... No. You are way off on that. This guy is just...
He's intense.
Dude,
he's out of his mind.
He felt that way when Cage Brockman ran his 640-yard dash at Ron Rich Run.
He was so
3:45 a.m. looking at the ceiling. He's ready to go.
Bengals, Chargers, let's go.
Today.
All right, and the number one game I want to see, I don't think it's going to happen because they already put a major piece of filet mignon in Thursday Night Football, but we might as well just do it. Let's get the Cowboys at the 49ers. Let's get it going.
Wow.
Let's get the damn act.
Let's see what all in looks like. Let's see what all in looks like. And all in is all about making sure last season's troubles are over and the first sign of a blinker light for the Dallas Cowboys last year is their all time blinker light.
It's marvelous.
It's their all time blinker light, which is going to San Francisco. Right. Okay, and so let's just see. Everybody's got to play for their contracts. It's an all-in season. Let's see if that makes a difference right off the bat against the defending NFC champs, Cowboys at 49ers. Let's go.
Okay, so Cowboys will be 16-1.
You think we need one more?
Okay.
All right, we'll get one more.
Because I don't think the league would do that, and I do want to see a big-time Cowboys game in week one. Mm-hmm. I think this would be a dynamite, man. I think this would put the pressure on everybody in this game. How about the Texans at the Cowboys in week one?
Now we're talking.
Stephon Diggs is now with the Texans after that season last year, and C.J. Stroud doing what C.J. Stroud is doing. And this is the team that goes into Dallas in their week one all-in season. Texans at Cowboys. Texans, everybody's all in on them, and for good reason, I think. At the Cowboys.
Oh.
Let's go. That would be an outstanding week one game, I believe.
Fun. Here we go.
That could be Sunday night.
And that's my top five games I want to see in week one list.
Put that Sunday night.
I like that list.
Sunday. There were so many other choices. You know, like obviously Stephon Diggs back in Buffalo. There's, you know, Saquon versus the Giants. I just don't think the Giants are week one worthy of a big time. Let's go see him. You know, Eagles Cowboys would be a neat one, but I think that that's for later on in the season. Really, that's.
Whew.
But I kind of dig that list: a couple of revenge games and return games, and Harbaugh, Bengals and Chargers. Let's go! Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's my top five list. 844-204 Rich, number to dial. You can call me and let's have a conversation. What you would also like to see week one. But when we come back, let's talk Knicks Pacers with a voice of the Knicks for so many years. And of course, the voice of the NBA Finals on ESPN and ABC. Mike Breen, when we come back.
Saving for retirement was tough enough for us.
Yes, and navigating markets can be challenging at times.
I understand. That's why at Fisher Investments, we take a disciplined approach with your investments.
Tell us more about that.
We take an active approach to money management, positioning your portfolio for opportunities we see ahead.
So all your clients get the same portfolio?
No. We tailor your portfolio to your individual goals and needs.
What about communication? We don't like being left in the dark.
We check in regularly to keep you informed on the markets and your portfolio.
Which means you'll help us stay on track.
Yes. Our goal is your comfortable retirement. And as a fiduciary, we always put your interests first. Because we do better when you do better. At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
For the ones who keep stadiums buzzing and shop floors running, there's Grainger. Keep your operations humming with professional-grade maintenance, safety, and industrial products from Grainger. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry, plus same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, Grainger can help you stay on top of your game. Not sure exactly what you need? Huddle up with Grainger's product specialists. They'll tackle your toughest questions to help you move your team forward. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Injured in a crash? Call Sam and Ash at 702-820-1234. That's 702-820-1234.
Turkey, bacon, avocado, turkey, bacon, avocado, turkey, bacon, avocado. Need we say more? PortaSub's turkey, bacon, avocado sub will be your new obsession with its next level flavor. Sliced fresh premium turkey with crispy bacon and creamy avocado on your choice of fresh baked bread. Loaded with your favorite toppings. Try it with our garlic parmesan bread for an extreme wow. Get your TBA at PortaSub's today or order online at PortaSub's.com.
Sliced fresh sandwiches, PortaSub's.
There's plenty of fun out there. Find yours with Taos. This month at Findlay Volkswagen Henderson, all new 2024 Taos models are eligible for 0% APR for 60 months or $1,500 customer bonus. Comfortable inside, confident outside, and with tech at your fingertips, Taos is designed to make your daily drive a joy. Hop in, it's a Volkswagen. Check us out online at FindlayVW.com.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, see dealer for complete details. Offer ends 7/1/2024.
Findlay Volkswagen.
Remy Martin is the official cognac of the JT the Brick Show. When you're celebrating any of your team's victories, celebrate with Remy Martin Cognac. XO, VSOP, and 1738. Remy Martin. Team up for excellence.
Treasure Island has the best food and entertainment this city has to offer. The resort offers a variety of dining options, including Gilly's, a longtime favorite of both tourists and locals, a honky-tonk atmosphere with everything from burgers to ribs, live music, dance floor for line dancing, along with the Mechanical Bull and the famous Gilly's Girls. Enfield Steakhouse, classic steakhouse that features prime cuts of meat, seafood, and Italian specialties. Come visit Treasure Island and experience all they have to offer.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues. This season, spring into adventure together in the Chevy of your choice.
See your Southern Nevada Chevy dealers.
This is JT for Las Vegas's premier cigar lounge, La Casa Cigars and Lounge at Tivoli Village. You're going to be blown away like I was when I stepped into their walk-in humidor. Over 500 cigar labels to choose from. Plus, they feature one of the largest whiskey, scotch, and bourbon selections anywhere in the valley with live local entertainment 7 nights a week. Great place to watch football games. Check it out at LaCasaCigars.com.
You know, a lot of lawyers who advertise here don't even live here. If they say Nevada, they're not from around here. If they think our capital is Las Vegas, they're not from around here. I'm Richard Harris, and I am from Nevada. I grew up here. I went to school here. I raised my family here. No one knows Nevada like we do. If you've been injured, call me, Richard Harris, of the Richard Harris Law Firm, 444-4444, just in case.
Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Throw to half here on The Rich Eisen Show, the two-time Emmy Award-winning voice of the NBA on ESPN and ABC, the voice of the NBA Finals, and also the Knicks locally on MSG. Mike Breen, fresh off of calling games 3 and 4 between the Knicks and the Pacers here on The Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Mike?
Rich, it's an honor to talk to the best dad ever.
You know what, Mike? And I just needed to remind everybody yesterday that my day of being left alone is coming. You know what I mean, Mike?
Yes. By the way, I hope my kids would dispute your title, but I'm not positive.
It's in dispute. The somewhat disputed best dad ever talking to another right here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's your sense, Mike, of what you witnessed yesterday based on this 4-game series so far, Mike?
Number one, Indiana has an incredible amount of confidence all of a sudden. It's amazing how quickly a series can turn. And number two, the Knicks had absolutely nothing yesterday. They've responded to double-digit deficits over and over again. They were gassed. You could tell. The question going forward is, for the Knicks, was it a one-game thing? Where all the minutes just piled up and it was just a bad day? Or are they really depleted in terms of energy because of all the kind of minutes and energy that they put in throughout these playoffs and even towards the end of the regular season? So it's going to be fascinating to see. One thing for sure is the Pacers really feel that they can win the series now, and they can win in New York because they played great basketball in those two games. But it just goes to show you, Rich, how unbelievable these series can be. If Andrew Nimhard doesn't hit that shot at the end of game three, it's 3-0 probably, and the Knicks have a commanding lead. But he hits that shot, all of a sudden they come out and play their best game of the playoffs in game four, and now you've got yourself a real slugfest.
Well, if anybody's had a front row seat, you have literally had one to the conversation involving Tom Thibodeau's rotation and how he pushes the pedal to the metal and whether that is a fair assessment of it. I mean, Charles Barkley was very critical on TNT prior to the Nuggets and the Timberwolves game last night, saying it's just going to catch up to the Knicks and whether it has right now. I'll give you the floor on that. It's taken years. I mean, obviously it goes back to Thibodeau's Bulls days as well. I'll give you the floor on that, Mike.
Well, on this particular Knick team, you can say he needs to play his bench more. Well, his bench is playing right now. His bench is starting. When you think of the overall lineup that they had, Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson, and now OG Anunoby, that's three starters right there. So you've got guys, for example, Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo. They were coming off the bench when the season began. Now, obviously, roles have changed. But it's not, Rich, it's not just the minutes. Because guys can play minutes, but it's the responsibility that they have in those minutes, doing more than they were expected to, doing more than they've done in the past. And you can get away with that over certain stretches, but sometimes it does catch up to you. I mean, Dante DiVincenzo has been magnificent. He's had a career year. But he's not used to having the pressure of coming up and scoring 25 a night, and especially against any team that is now in playoff mode defensively. Pacers have not been a great defensive team all season, but they are playing as hard defensively now in the playoffs, like most teams do, and the best defense I've seen them play all year. So it does catch up. Now, there are a lot of players. Look at Luka Doncic. He's playing about 42, 43 minutes, and he's banged up as well. For the Knicks to win, for them to have a chance to win, these players have to play these kind of minutes right now.
Yeah, and it's just, not to turn you into Woj, everyone has a lane here, but what's your sense of OG Anunoby's ability to play in this series? I mean, hamstrings are fickle beasts, Mike. What do you think?
Yeah. Rich, I don't think it's close right now. He hasn't done any on-court workout. He's been doing pool work. He's getting treatment 3-4 times a day. So they're doing their best to get him in. But I don't think he's going to play tomorrow. I'd be surprised even if he played Friday. Maybe towards the weekend there's a chance. But right now, from what I've heard in the last previous couple of days, he's not close. And that's huge, not only because he's the best defensive player, but he has now started to become an integral part of the offense. And they've needed that. When Julius Randle went down, that's a lot of points. That's 25 points a night. And DiVincenzo and Hart and McBride have done a magnificent job of filling in and each being a part of trying to get those points. But again, every single night it's hard. And Anunoby was a part of that as well. So, and this is not to take anything away from the Pacers. They have been great. But this team, what they've accomplished being this shorthanded, again, the end of the